Thick Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to speak on the book of Jeremiah, and we're on chapter 38 right now. If you'd like to read along, chapter 38, and it's a we're getting through this book slowly but surely, and we're going to take it up in the first verse, if you'd like to follow along. And let's begin right 38 and verse 1. Now, Shephathiah, the son of Mattan, and Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, and Jukal, the son of Shilemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchijah, heard the words that Jeremiah was speaking to all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, he who stays in this city will die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he who goes out to the Chaldeans will live and have his own life as booty and stay alive." In other words, you have to submit to the punishment of what God has spoken. If you don't submit to the punishment and the chastisement of the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar, you will die by many different things. And this is a serious note, because God has repeated this several times. He's repeated it over and over and over again, that if you don't do what I tell you, if you don't go in and submit yourself as a prisoner to Nebuchadnezzar, then you will die. And that is the meat of it. You're going to die if you don't submit yourself to the prison, to be imprisoned. So this was something that God repeated himself on. "Thus says the Lord, he who stays in this city will die by the sword, the famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes on with the Chaldeans will live and have his own life as booty and stay alive. Thus says the Lord, this city will certainly be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it. Then the official said to the king, 'Now let this man be put to death, as he discouraging the men of war who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man is not seeking the well-being of this people, but rather their harm.' So King Zedekiah said, 'Behold, he is not in your hands, for the king can do nothing against you.' Then they took Jeremiah and cast him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, which was in the court of the guardhouse. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes." Now they run, note here, that they ran a lot of waste into these cisterns. They ran urine, feces, everything down into it. And this is where the prophet of God was put. "Now, in the cistern there was no water, but only mud. And Jeremiah sank into the mud. But Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch, while he was in the king's palace, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern. Now the king was sitting in the gate of Benjamin, and Ebed-Melech went out from the king's palace and spoke to the king, saying, 'My lord the king, These men have acted wickedly in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the cistern, and he will die right where he is because of the famine, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, take 30 men from here under your authority, and bring up Jeremiah the prophet from the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men under his authority and went into the king's palace to a place beneath the store room and took from there worn-out clothes, worn-out rags, and let them down by ropes into the cistern to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, now put on these worn-out clothes and rags under your armpits and under the ropes, said Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, and Jeremiah stayed in the court of the guardhouse. Then King Zedekiah sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance that is in the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, I am going to ask you something. Do not hide anything from me. And Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I tell you, will you not certainly put me to death? Besides, if I give you advice, you will not listen to me anyway. But King Zedekiah swore to Jeremiah in secret, saying, as the Lord lives, who made this life for us, surely I will not put you to death, nor will I give you over into the hand of these men who are seeking your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will indeed go out to the officers of the king of Babylon, then you will live. And this city will not be burned with fire, and you and your household will survive. But if you will not go out into the officers of the king of Babylon, then this city will be given over to the hand of the Chaldeans, and they will burn it with fire, and you yourself will not escape from their hand. Then King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I dread the Jews who have gone over to the Chaldeans, for they may give me over into their hand, and they will abuse me. But Jeremiah said, they will not give you over. Please obey the Lord in what I am saying to you, that it may go well with you and you may live. Jeremiah is trying to tell him to submit to what God has told them. And this is the problem, that over and over and over again, they would not submit. The officials put Jeremiah, first they put him in the cistern to kill him. The cistern was a big, large hole in the ground, lined with rocks to collect rainwater, but everything went down into it. The full of mud, full of you know what. And to starve him to death, actually. And Judah's leaders persecuted him, Jeremiah, repeatedly, and for faithfully proclaiming God's message for 40 years of faithful ministry. This is how long Jeremiah prophesied, 40 years. He received no acclaim, no love, no popular following. He was beaten, jailed, threatened, and even forced to leave his homeland. Only the pagan Babylonians showed him any respect. That's in 39 and verse 11 to 12. God does not guarantee that his servants are going to escape persecution or escape death, even when they are faithful But God does promise that he will be with them and give them the strength and the grace to endure. That's in 2 Corinthians 1-3 and 7. As you minister to others, you got to recognize that your service is for God. It's just for God. It's not for yourself. And, you know, a lot of people, they figure that they need to get a minimum offering out of everything they do. You know, they won't even go out of town unless people do a minimum offering to give them money. I disagree with this, but you know, many may feel that I am not giving them the proper judgment on this, but I disagree with this wholly and fully. Now, the Jonathan or Judah's leaders persecuted him, and in 38 and verse 7 and 8, the gate of Benjamin was one of the Jerusalem's city gates where legal matters were handled. A palace official, Ebed-Melech, had access to the king when Ebed-Melech heard of Jeremiah's situation. He went immediately to deal with this injustice. Ebed-Melech feared God more than man. He alone among the palace officials stood up against the murderous plot that they were going to do against Jeremiah. His obedience could have cost him his life because he obeyed. And however, he was spared when Jerusalem fell in chapter 39, 15. You can either go along with the crowd. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. If you remember that, you'll be all right. If you forget it, then you might be taken down with it. Because, you know, just because it's a mega church, or just because it's a mega pastor, doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. In fact, it's more reason to investigate it, you know. But anyway, when someone is treated unkindly and unjustly, for example, they reach out to that person with God's love, because you may be the only one that, who does. And you may be the only one that ministers to someone that's being mistreated or disrespected, you know. So be careful, because what's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. Now, let's read, continue to read, and let's maybe finish this chapter. But if you keep refusing to go out, this is the word which I, the Lord, has shown me. Then behold, all the women who have been left in this palace of the king of Judah are going to be brought out to the officers of the king of Babylon, and those women will say, your close friends have misled and overpowered you. While your feet were sunk in the mire, they turned back. They also bring out all your wives and your sons to the Chaldeans, and you yourself will not escape from their hand. But they will be seized by hand of the king of Babylon, and this city will be burnt with fire. So you might want to change your mind, because Jeremiah said, you know, if you voluntarily go out and give yourself up, you're going to live. But if you don't, you're going to be burnt with fire. And a lot of bad things are going to happen. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no man know about these words, and you will not die. But if the officials hear that I have talked with you and come to you and say to you, tell us now what you said to the king and what the king said to you. Do not hide it from us. Do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you are to say to them, I was presenting my petition before the king not to make me return to the house of Jonathan to die there. Then all of the officials came to Jeremiah and questioned him, and so he reported to them in accordance with all these words which the king had commanded, and they ceased speaking with him, since the conversation had not been overheard. So Jeremiah stayed in the court of the guardhouse until the day that Jerusalem was captured. And that was exactly what happened. The officials wanted accurate information, but not God's truth. They wanted to use this information against God, his prophet. And the king, but Jeremiah told the officials only what the king ordered him to say. We must not withhold God's truth from others. When he gives you the inspiration and the want to, the grace, the mercy, and the Holy Spirit urges you to say something, say it. Say it. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we give it ourselves to you right now. We ask you to come into our hearts. Let us be born again. Those that have not received you, let them speak right now and say, Lord, come into my life. Change me. Give me everything I need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you listen. But please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.